application is case number 11355, the application of Jim and Wendy Emmerich. Site is located northwest of Route 530, Old Meadow Road, being 356 feet and north of Wilkinson Drive, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 231, map 12, parcel number 71, and requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. But this application is more specifically requesting a 9.7-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback. General, we received no letters in support or in opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Steve, I see the land surveyor. I'll be presenting for the client.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here today for Jim and Wendy Emmerich. I'd been contracted by Haller and Hudson to do a survey for them in the beginning of December. So we went out there and did the survey, and upon getting the results of the survey, I noticed that two sheds were over the building restriction line, one on the front and one on the front and the side. It would be, if you have a copy of the survey, it'd be the shed to your left and the shed to your right. We had called the county to see if there had been a variance on the shed, and we were instructed that yes, there has been. Well, the problem was there had been a variance on one shed and not the other, and we construed that both the sheds had been a part of that variance. So we noted the case number on there, gave it to the attorney. They come to record the plat, and Lawrence said no, that it's got a variance on one, not has a variance on the other. Again, we tried to do the right thing and do our due diligence. We knew it was over the line. We called up and got a case number. It was just kind of a snafu, I guess, between a S being added to the end of a shed. So I'm here. Once I found out, I told Stephanie and Howard and Hudson I'd pay for the variance. I'd come in here and I'd tell you guys what happened. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Is there any reason why you can't move that shed into compliance?
Yes. Well, that's obviously up to him, but it doesn't really show on the survey. You see where it says waterline? There's a severe slope. I have a few pictures. This is kind of standing at the shed looking the other way. And you see the severity. So this is kind of the headwaters of the Nanticoke. It's kind of the gravity branch, the head of the Nanticoke. It probably falls off, I'd say, 15 feet or so, back to the water. So, and the shed is probably 10 feet almost exactly from the top of the bank. He's got it kind of blocked up, or the guy before him kind of blocked up. I've got a couple of pictures of that too to kind of show you
where this tree line is. It's kind of bad because of the leaves, but where the tree line is, it really starts to fall off substantially.
So, I don't know if moving it back would create a hazard there. But to answer your question, there's probably about 10 feet, which would be what he needs to move back to about the top of that bank.
Where is that bank in relation to the Old Meadow Road? Is it in the front?
No, the bank is behind the shed. If you're looking on the survey, it'd probably be about 10 feet behind where you see the 35-foot dimension from the shed to the right. I've got 30.3 feet from the right-of-way, and then I've got...
Just take that.
Yep, so then I...
Can you move it back 9.7 feet?
Well, we could be right to the top of that bank. I don't know if you have an issue with erosion, because it really starts to fall off, and then once it gets about that 10 feet, it really shoots down hard. So,
So that's in the back?
Correct. So by pushing the shed, I'm sure that's why he put the shed where he did. I can't really vouch for that because that was the previous owner. It's kind of a snafu because I told this man that it was covered by the variance and it wasn't. That's basically...
If you moved it to the south...
There is room there. There looks to be a septic field there now.
Move it back. In other words, if you moved it back and then to the left a little bit, you couldn't fit it in there anywhere.
Well, I don't know the extent of a drain field. I did see two septic, like concrete tanks between the driveway and the shed. I'm assuming that the drain field's over there somewhere. I don't know. We don't typically do that as part of our survey. Again, we don't really do this as part of our survey either. If I hadn't told the man specifically that it was part of the variance, I wouldn't be here now. It'd be his thing.
Right. I appreciate that.
And you said that a previous owner had placed the shed?
As far as I know, I talked to Lawrence, and there had been a variance requested for the shed to the left, and it had been granted. And again, I thought they were both sheds. Well, I guess that was in like 95, I think is what Lawrence said, or somewhere in that area. And that shed would have been put there between then and now. It looks a little newer than the other shed, but honestly, they're about the same. I mean, they're like the shed you'd buy at Top City with the 4x4s underneath kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
The other shed that's 22 feet on the other end of the property was approved by the board, and it was case number 10216. I'm just looking to find that case number. 23112. That was approved in 2008. For a variance in the front yard setback. That's the shed to the other end.
It looks to be older than that. I don't know if they just didn't include it or what. But
when it came to the county's attention.
Correct. That was just this past December when Howard Hudson went to record the deed after the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So now this guy owns this and he owns this problem.
Okay.
And you're convinced too. You've been out there. You've done the survey, you see that this shed cannot move to the left.
It cannot
all
move
that property and move back.
Well,
left and back.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it can't move back. Again, I don't know what it can do left because I don't know the extent of the drain field. I know it's in that area because I saw the two concrete, you know, the part that you get into the tank with. But and then you got the driveway here. So my assumption is that it goes that way towards the shed. I don't know how old it is, I don't know how far back it is. I know nothing about that. It's just a total assumption based on seeing it a lot.
Is this the slope you're talking about that gives it the reason
Correct.
It can't be moved back?
Correct. And you'll see how it's really
back, but I don't understand going to the left, then back.
Unless there's a septic, owner would have to verify if the septic is there. Again, I don't know. He just bought the house in December, mm-hmm. and I don't know that it's even a full-time residence for him. I've been by there three times, and no one's been up there either time. So, but the property is kept clean, so I imagine somebody's around there, it looks like.
Square concrete things out there too, like traps or whatever.
What concerns me is that accessory structures are not supposed to be in the front yard setbacks.
I agree.
If you can adjust to where you can bring it into compliance.
Well, it might be different if they had a rear yard.
And yeah, but
and
if
because
I say
of the slope
I
in the river, they don't.
And it's
well,
they
got the they got their house back there far enough.
You see how the water line kind of shoots up.
They don't have the slope back on that side of the property.
I'm still not convinced he can't move it left and back. I don't see anything there. You're telling me there's a field there.
We don't locate that normally as part of a location. Again, this is a location survey we did just
That's
for
right.
a mortgage.
Yeah,
you know, so
I can understand that.
I mean, I'm just, based on what I saw today, I might have a picture showing. If you don't believe me, I can show you the concrete thing.
Oh, I believe you. I'm just saying there's no way you can.
Okay, here's a picture. See?
Let me take a look at that.
It
looks like an LPP. There's like the little sump along
there.
Again, this is kind of far back. But
this is where the shed is, right?
Correct.
Now, he could come this way, right? He could come over here.
That's where I'm coming.
What is this?
And where I'm standing is kind of on the driveway. So if you look at the survey right by the dimension, I'm standing on the driveway looking back towards the shed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see there's not much room there if you were to scale it and then the drain field. Again, I don't know. I'm not.
Then what's back here?
Where the drain field is. That's the slope of the river. That's the head of the river right there.
Right there.
Those trees, yep.
Right.
The tree line is about 15 foot.
And you can see that goes on an angle like this. So that means you gain more.
Well, that's a tie line. We did the water line kind of meanders there. That's just a survey tie line to close the plan.
Okay. All right. That makes a little more sense.
The bulkhead behind the dwelling, is that just for landscaping bulkhead, or is that actually a?
No, that's like a retaining wall.
A retaining wall for the water. That's what I thought. So
the
water line does come up.
I don't know how structural it is, but it's definitely that's what it's intended to do.
To protect the house.
Do you need this?
No.
So there's a significant portion of the rear yard that's underwater.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's tidal water. It's the Nanticoke River right behind the lot.
Right.
I'm saying come left, go back.
It's right off of Middle Ford Road. I mean, Old Meadow Road off Middle Ford Road.
Before you turn on to, yeah.
Almost down River's End on the right there.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with it.
Down towards River.
Denrec would have required the septic to be as far away from the water as possible, other than the standard 10-foot setback from any property owners.
Which would push it.
Maybe to the front and not decide that on there.
I'm just saying, and that's what normal is. They're required to get as far away from water as possible.
So that's pushing, that's probably pushing it between the shed and the house.
Yeah, that's what, well, the picture shows it. The covers.
I have no problem with it. Man, that's okay.
That's right after you turn in on Old Meadow Road.
No, it's down there a little ways. It's, trying to think, there's like a road that cuts off to the left. I think it's called like Dirt Road or Pit Road or something like that.
Yeah,
it's about four or five houses past that on the right.
Okay, right.
So you're down closer to Wilkinson Road.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that's the first right.
Which goes back to the right. Yeah, it's the first right, actually.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, it's, text map showed it. Wilkinson Road is...
All those lots from Middle Ford Road down are tight.
You're saying, so what you're saying, John, is torn, between the septic and the fall off there, there's just not enough room to...
It doesn't appear. I mean, they would have to put it on pilings and in order to, because if you moved it back the length of the shed,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know how long the shed is, it appears that you would, in order to conform, then you'd probably have to have, according to that picture, you probably have to have at least 6 to 10 foot pilings to hold the back up. It drops off significantly.
I'm not familiar with that area, so I'm just...
Plus, it does, at a flood tide, it gets up on the properties.
Does it? Doesn't show that to me. So. Okay.
All right. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the application, I can never find the...
11355.
Yeah, that one. regarding the standards for granting a variance, I think there's a uniqueness in that this property is partially covered by water at certain periods of the day, which limits the building area. You do have issues with the septic system. Limited space is, I guess, the point I'm making. So that both... makes it difficult to develop in strict conformity and makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't develop the property, nor did they put the shed there to begin with, so it wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe that it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. It's pretty much the same way with all those properties along that road. excuse me. it won't, I don't think it'll have any detriment to public welfare, and I think the applicant's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve the case.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,355. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, I was convinced.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And again, back, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,355 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.